Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. On Sunday, longtime Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant announced that this will be his final season. Bryant told the world via a poem titled Dear Basketball, which appeared on Derek Jeter's website, The Players' Tribune. Bill Littlefield, who has never been shy about dealing doggerel, vending versification, rendering rhyme, or bestowing balladry, was intrigued by Bryant's decision to reveal his plans via verse.
In Dear Basketball, Kobe Bryant says he can't love basketball obsessively for much longer. This won't surprise people who followed Kobe and the Lakers down the diminished years. This season is all I have left to give, Bryant says. My body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay, he graciously concedes. Bryant and basketball have, he says, given each other all we have. Perhaps you can imagine a tear trickling down basketball's orange and dimpled cheek. If so, you have a better imagination than I do. The poem makes no mention of the fortune Kobe Bryant has earned. The championships don't come up. The poem begins and ends with the image of Bryant as a child, rolling up his father's tube socks and tossing them into a garbage can as he counts down the seconds to an imaginary game-ending buzzer. Maybe a lot of young basketball fans will read Dear Basketball. Perhaps some of them will suddenly understand that personification stuff the harried English teacher has been banging on about. Oh, yeah, the kids might say. Kobe's making basketball a person he can talk to. I get it. Maybe they'll also get that Kobe Bryant has started and ended what he has to say with that little kid rolling up socks and tossing them in a garbage can, and they'll appreciate that starting and ending in the same place is the sort of thing some poets and songwriters do. As a six-year-old boy, Kobe Bryant wrote, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. Not necessarily a literal tunnel, that tired English teacher might say, but Kobe Bryant's young readers will know the tunnel. They've seen him run out of it and into the delirious noise that he heard when he was playing well for some very good teams. If some of Kobe's readers can imagine a tunnel beyond that tunnel in the arena, great. And if some of them get that it doesn't occur to any six-year-old that stuff ends, more power to them. I have no idea why Kobe Bryant decided to arrange his goodbye to basketball on the page as a poem, but I have to say I admire his courage in doing so. Talk about stepping out of your comfort zone. Or, if you want to avoid that cliche, don't talk about that. But imagine most poets trying to toss one up from three-point land. Not necessarily a pretty sight, is it? Probably better that a basketball player took a shot at a poem.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. Bill will explore the prospect, grim or joyous, of life without football, and he'll chat with legendary Manchester United coach Sir Alex Ferguson. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.